You ever feel like you're standing at the edge of this massive ocean of information? You want to reach a specific goal, but there's just so much out there, it's tough to figure out where to even start.
Yeah, totally. I think we all feel that way sometimes. It's especially true when it comes to things like, pushing your limits, trying to optimize performance. It's exciting, but it can be tough to separate fact from fiction.
Right. So today we're diving into a topic that's a perfect example of that. Designing an effective pro-hormone stack. We've got this really interesting set of frequently asked questions, and we're going to really break it down. No jargon, just clear insights. We'll talk about the key things to consider, the logic behind it all, and of course, got to be real about the potential downsides too. We just want you to be informed, plain and simple.
I think that's a great approach. These FAQs are really well structured. They address a lot of the common questions and concerns people have, so it gives us a good framework for this deep dive.
Perfect. So let's get right to it. First and foremost, what are prohormones? What exactly are we talking about here?
All right, so prohormones are basically compounds that act as precursors to active hormones in the body. The ones we're talking about today, they're typically precursors to anabolic hormones like testosterone. And usually, they're taken orally.
Gotcha.
The key thing to remember is the difference between prohormones and anabolic steroids. Steroids are the actual active hormones ready to go. Prohormones, they need to be converted in the body first. There's this enzymatic process that transforms them into the active hormone, kind of like an ingredient that needs to be cooked before you can eat it.
So not the ready-to-use version,
Right.
right?
And the thing is, the efficiency of this conversion, it can vary a lot. It depends on the specific prohormone, even from person to person. And to make things even more complicated, they're often marketed as dietary supplements, but their legal status is all over the map, depending on where you are in the world.
That's a good point. It's not a straightforward situation at all.
Definitely not. And that's why it's so crucial to really understand the specific prohormone you're looking at, especially its metabolic pathway. Like, how does it get converted? What does it turn into? And what does that active hormone actually do in the body? If a prohormone mainly converts to a hormone known for strong androgenic effects, that's a red flag for potential side effects like hair loss.
Right. Knowing that roadmap of what it turns into, what it does, super important. Okay, so we've got the basics down. What about snacking? It sounds like it involves using more than just one prohormone at a time.
You got it. Stacking basically means using two or more different prohormones together at the same time. The main reason people do this is to try to get what's called a synergistic effect.
Synergistic, so that means the combined effect is greater than the sum of the individual effects.
Exactly. The idea is that the prohormones work together to produce a bigger impact than they would on their own. But there are other reasons for stacking too, like targeting different pathways in the body simultaneously, or maybe just trying to maximize the overall hormonal influence.
So hitting multiple targets for a more comprehensive effect.
Right. And sometimes it's about aiming for very specific outcomes. Someone who wants to pack on serious muscle might choose one stack, while someone focused on pure strength might go for a completely different combination. The hope is that the chosen compounds complement each other, helping them achieve those specific goals.
It sounds like things can get pretty complex pretty fast. What are the things someone absolutely needs to know before they even consider putting together a pro-hormone stack?
You're telling me. It definitely adds another layer of complexity. The most important thing, hands down, is a thorough understanding of each individual prohormone you're considering. That means understanding its mechanism of action, how it works in the body, what effects it has, both the good and the bad. You need to know what it might do for muscle growth, strength, all that, and also the potential side effects. It's like doing your research before making any major decision.
So, no, just picking a few things that sound cool and hoping for the best.
No way. Not at all. You have to think about how those compounds might interact, not just what they do individually. You gotta ask yourself, will they compete for the same enzymes during conversion? Could they actually make side effects worse when they're combined? Those are the kind of questions you have to be asking.
That makes total sense. It's not just about what each one does alone, but how they might behave together. What else is really important to figure out?
Figuring out the right cycle length and the correct dosage for each prohormone in the stack is absolutely critical. How long you plan to use them, at what dose, it all plays a role in maximizing benefits and minimizing risk. And it's definitely not a one-size-fits-all situation. It requires careful research and planning for each specific compound and their potential interactions.
I'm guessing you can't just keep taking these forever, right? There's got to be some kind of limit.
Right. And we can't forget about on-cycle support. Pro-hormones can have a wide range of effects on your body, so supportive supplements are often recommended to help manage potential side effects. This could be things like liver support, keeping blood pressure in check, or even helping regulate estrogen levels.
So there's this whole ecosystem of support that needs to be considered alongside the pro-hormones themselves.
Exactly. And one of the most important things, and sometimes overlooked, is having a solid post-cycle therapy plan, or PCT. This is absolutely essential to help your body recover and start producing its own hormones again after the pro-hormone cycle is finished. We're talking about getting your hormones back to their natural balance.
PCT. We'll have to get into that later. This whole process, though, it kind of sounds like walking a tightrope.
It is. It really is. You're trying to get those gains, but you're also trying to avoid potential health risks. That's a constant balancing act. If you are interested in more topics like this, or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
Speaking of risks, let's talk about those. When someone uses pro-hormones, especially in a stack, what kind of side effects are we talking about?
This is where we need to be totally honest. Pro-hormone use, especially stacking, comes with some real potential health risks. Liver toxicity is a big one, because many pro-hormones are what's called methylated to improve their absorption when taken orally. That process can really stress the liver. We also see potential negative impacts on cholesterol levels, which can lead to cardiovascular problems down the road. And elevated blood pressure, that's another serious concern.
Yeah, those all sound like things you definitely want to avoid. Anything else to watch out for?
Well, there's the possibility of gynecomastia, which is the development of breast tissue in men. This can happen when pro-hormones convert to estrogen, or through other hormonal imbalances. Acne and hair loss are common side effects too. And very often, we see suppression of the body's natural testosterone production.
So the body might just stop making its own testosterone while you're taking these.
Exactly. And when you stack pro-hormones, you can actually see these side effects amplified because you're basically exposing your body to the combined effects of multiple compounds. Of course, the severity and likelihood of these side effects, it can vary a lot. It depends on the specific pro-hormones, the dosages, the cycle length, and even individual factors like genetics and overall health.
Definitely sounds like you need a lot of knowledge and caution going into this.
Absolutely. Their potential health risks are real, and they should never be taken lightly.
Earlier, you mentioned how important it is to understand the specific pro-hormone you're considering. How do the different types of pro-hormones affect how you would design a stack?
Oh, that's a great question. The thing is, different pro-hormones are not interchangeable. They don't all act the same way. Some might convert to testosterone, which has those strong anabolic and androgenic effects we talked about. Others might mainly convert to DHT, which is dihydrotestosterone, and that has a different set of effects. It can impact things like strength and hair loss differently. Mm-hmm. And there are even pro-hormones that convert to other, less common anabolic compounds. The point is, each conversion pathway leads to a hormone with its own unique profile, its own set of effects and side effects.
So knowing what a pro-hormone will turn into is key for getting those specific results you're looking for.
Exactly. Understanding that conversion pathway, knowing what the end product is and what it does, that's how you can start to tailor your approach and try to get the results you want. And it's super important when you're stacking because you don't want to use pro-hormones that are too similar. It would be redundant. And you definitely don't want compounds that might compete for the same enzymes during conversion, or even try to bind to the same receptor sites. You want them to work together, not against each other.
Makes sense. You don't want to overload one specific system or have things working at cross purposes.
Right. The goal is to pick pro-hormones that complement each other. Hmm. Maybe one's better for muscle growth, another one's great for strength. And then, of course, try to minimize overlapping side effects. This is how you try to make a stack more effective and hopefully a bit safer. Although, like we said, there are always inherent risks. It's about creating that synergy for the benefits while trying to avoid it for the negative stuff.
Like putting together a team, each member with a specific skill set, covering each other's weaknesses.
Perfect analogy. Yeah. It really is a strategic element to pro-hormone stacking.
Let's circle back to cycle length and dosage. How do those factors come into play when you're using multiple pro-hormones?
Cycle length and dosage, those become even more critical when you're stacking. The length of your cycle, how many weeks you're on the stack, it influences both your potential gains and the likelihood of those side effects. Longer cycles, they might give you a bigger hormonal impact, but they also increase the risk of liver problems, other negative effects, and more suppression of your own hormone production. It's a classic risk-reward scenario.
So going longer isn't always better, and it definitely comes with higher risks.
Exactly. Dosage is super important, too. The amount of each prohormone you take, that directly determines how much your hormone levels increase. And that, of course, impacts both the potential gains and the potential side effects. And the thing is, with stacking, you can't just add up the typical individual doses. A lot of times, you have to actually lower the dose of each prohormone to account for that combined effect. You're essentially getting a multiplier effect.
Sounds like it requires a lot of fine-tuning and precise calculation.
You got it. You really got to consider the potency of each prohormone, how they might interact, to determine the right cycle length and dosage. You're aiming to maximize benefits while minimizing risks, and that's a delicate balance.
Precision seems to be the key word here. Okay, let's talk about recovery. Why is post-cycle therapy, or PCT, so important after using a prohormone stack?
PCT is crucial after any prohormone cycle, but even more so when you've been stacking. Like we talked about, prohormones, especially in combination, can really suppress your body's natural testosterone production. The main goal of PCT is to help your HPG axis, that's the system that controls your hormone production, to get back on track and start producing testosterone naturally again. It's like rebooting your hormonal system.
And if someone skips PCT after a prohormone stack, what could happen?
Oh, that's not a good idea. Without proper PCT, you can end up with this prolonged hormonal imbalance. You might lose some, or even all, of the gains you worked so hard for. And there's an increased risk of estrogen-related side effects, things like low libido, fatigue, all that. It can really mess with your recovery and just make you feel lousy.
So it's not just about getting back to normal, it's about preventing those long-term negative effects.
Exactly. A well-designed PCT usually involves using SERMs, which are selective estrogen receptor modulators. These compounds help stimulate your own testosterone production and also help manage estrogen levels. So it makes the recovery of your endocrine system a lot smoother. It's a really important part of the whole process.
It sounds like the work doesn't just stop when you finish the prohormone cycle. There's this whole recovery phase that needs attention.
Absolutely. In a lot of ways, PCT is just as important, if not more so, than the prohormone cycle itself if you want to keep those gains and make sure your hormones stay healthy in the long run.
Now, switching gears a bit, are there any legal things people need to be aware of with prohormones?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The legal status of these things, it's a real mixed bag. It varies from country to country, even within different regions of the same country. A lot of prohormones have actually been banned or classified as controlled substances in many places. This is because of concerns about their potential side effects and how similar they are structurally to anabolic steroids.
So people can't just assume that prohormones are legal everywhere.
No way, not at all. You have to be aware of the laws wherever you are. Ignorance is never an excuse. The penalties for having or using banned substances, they can be pretty serious. If you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
Well, we've covered a ton of information today. Let's recap the key takeaways, just to make sure everyone's on the same page. Prohormones. They're precursors to active hormones, different from steroids. Stacking. Using multiple prohormones at once, but that comes with a whole new level of complexity, so you need to know what you're doing. We talked about designing a stack and how important it is to understand how each prohormone works, what it does, and the potential side effects. Cycle length and dosage, those are critical too, and we can't forget on-cycle support. PCT is a must for recovery, for getting your hormones back to normal. And of course, we talked about the risks, the potential side effects of prohormone use, especially when stacking. We also got into the different types of prohormones, how they convert, and why that matters. And of course, the legal side of things, knowing the laws where you are.
Great summary. Understanding those basics, that's the first step for anyone who's even thinking about this.
So after all that, after talking about the potential benefits and the very real risks of stacking, the question becomes, what does optimization really mean? Is it just about the short-term gains, or is it also about taking care of your health long-term? How does all this information change how you think about performance enhancement? What does it really mean to optimize your body and your goals? Something to think about.
Definitely some food for thought.
Disclaimer, the content of our podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only.